Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Sue, and it'll probably be a very short show today. Let's see, just wanted to wish you all a wonderful, wonderful weekend. And hopefully I will have a guest speaker for you on Monday. Let me have a look at my calendar and see who that is supposed to be. That is supposed to be Linda Basso, and she is a really great business coach. I have heard her speak, and she's fabulous. She's really, really motivating, and she has some great ideas for structuring your marketing. And so you really, really want to get with her. If you have a small business or you've just started one or you just want to pick up more business, you really want to get with Linda Basso. I will look her up here right now and give you her information. 1 second. Let's see if she's on Facebook first. It's B-A-S-S-O. There she is, Linda Basso. So she is on Facebook, and let's see, we'll look her up on Facebook, and then you can probably also just look her up online, too. Just tap her into your Google address field here, like I'm about to do. Linda Basso, because I couldn't get too much information off of her Facebook site there at the moment. She's also at lindabasso.com. Let's check that out. And, oh, she has an ebook that she can drop to you if you click on her site on the space. It says, send me the free, and I read some of it, and it gave me some great ideas, and I'm going to get on with reading the rest of it very soon. And so I hope you all took my advice and planned something for your weekend. And very soon I'm going to try and have my son's head teacher at his new school talk to you about the Pivot School, because they're very different. They are all about blended learning. And this is going to be really exceptionally good for my son. It's not for everybody. Your kids have to be independent learners for them to benefit from this school. And so you want to really take stock of what's out there, because there are actually a lot of choices out there. And not everybody is going to tell you that you have choices, because it's not always in everybody's best interest to tell you that you have choices besides the public schools. Public schools get money from the government for each child that they can put in a desk seat at their school in each of their classrooms. So they don't want to lose that. So they're not going to come right out and tell you, well, you have other choices. If you don't like what's going on here, you can go to these other types of schools, or, you know, send your child to an online school. Now, the Pivot School is not totally online. They have lots and lots of resources, and I'm going to try and have Anna, the head teacher there, on my radio show very soon to tell you all about their resources and what else they can do for your kids. And I am hoping very soon to take my son in on one of their alternate Fridays, because on alternate Fridays, they also offer just fun stuff. Those are their fun days for the kids. And so this is how the kids get to know each other. It's not like they're just always online at the school. They go in and they have little cubicles, kind of like you have at work, and each little cubicle has its own sort of laptop or netbook or something, so that they can log in using their own login information, get their lessons. They can also log in at home or anywhere that they have internet access and Wi-Fi, and get their lessons for the week. And they have so many lessons to do each week, and once those are done, they can relax. And it's really great. And if they go to the school, they can go when they need extra help, or they can call in. If they go to the school, there's a room for workshops and right now, and that room has about 6 or 8 netbooks and maybe a teacher to help the kids who need a little extra help with their work. And there's always a teacher on call that your student can get on the phone if they need help by phone with their homework. And so you don't really have to do anything. You don't have to be quite as involved with your child's education as maybe the public schools would have you be. Public schools are asking a lot of parents these days, or at least a lot of kids, students who are sixth grade and above. First, they want us to volunteer to do special days and special treats for the kids, and they want us to volunteer to come in and serve the teachers on Teacher Appreciation Day, and they want us to volunteer to drive a few kids into San Francisco or wherever it is, you know, to a museum or to an aquarium or to an opera, this, that, or the other. And then they also want you to be able to help with your kids' homework. Now, the kids come home with a pile of homework at the end of the day, and they've already been in school for 8 hours getting their schoolwork done. Now, if this were going on with you as an adult, you would be asking for overtime if your boss was having you bring lots and lots of work home that was keeping you up until 10 at night just getting the extra work done that should have been done at school. And the kids are not able to ask for overtime pay. They don't know what to expect. They don't realize that this is too much homework. But at the same time, they do. They start feeling overwhelmed. And I saw my son becoming less the eager learner than he had been up until sixth grade. The work had not been challenging for him totally in fifth grade a lot of the time. Now it was not only not challenging, but it was time-consuming. It was laborious and tedious and time-consuming, and it was keeping him up until 10 at night every night since the beginning of school. And I tried diplomacy about 4 times, and our hands are tied. We must teach this. We are under orders to teach this and to teach this way. And I didn't want to accept that, but I wasn't sure what my choices were. I didn't know if I really had other choices. So I started looking around on the internet, and I started to realize I had some other choices, but they weren't great ones. So I started asking friends. And my karate teacher, Terry Strain, and my son's karate teacher turned me on to about 4 different options. The best of them was the Pivot School. These other 4 options were all pretty good, but the Pivot School was really the best of this group of really quite decent and much better than public schools options. And so I looked a little more deeply into the Pivot School online, and I saw that it was accredited, and I saw that they have a structured curriculum, and that they have enough teachers there and tutors to teach your kids without you having to take over the teaching at home. And so now, instead of homework, my son has schoolwork, which will still take him less time than the homework was taking him to finish up at home. He'll have about 4 lessons to do a day, 3 or 4, and that out, these 20 assignments that he has to get done in the week. He may be able to spread it out and do some of it over the weekends and not be dunned for that. And when I tried to negotiate with his public school, unfortunately, they told me, well, he can do his reading over the weekend, but everything else has to get done during the week. And then later, I tried negotiating for counting his karate classes as PE, and allowing him to do some of his homework when his friends were doing PE. And I didn't get an answer back on that one. I think I was being stonewalled, I'm not sure. But, you know, I just don't know about public schools and this new core curriculum that sort of beats the desire to learn out of them and dampens their spirits. I really don't like it for myself and my son because we weren't getting family time with him. He wasn't getting time for karate or a guitar lesson or playtime with friends or helping mom with chores or anything else but homework. He just barely had time for some dinner when he got home, and that was really about it. And all the rest of the night until 10 o'clock was homework. And 10 o'clock is way past his bedtime on a school night. I don't like that. So if you don't like something, you have some choices. You can whine and complain, and if that works, great. If it doesn't work, then maybe you need to look into being a part of the solution or creating a solution or finding a solution, because there are other options out there, and you have friends who love to feel helpful. Ask your friends what they would do in your place. Ask them what their friends have done or what their family members have done differently, because the public school system is not the only fish in the pond. They're not the only game in town. And as great as they were in the beginning for my son, because he was able to socialize and grow up a little bit, they were not right for him when he hit fifth and sixth grade. And that is my two cents on that matter. If you have any comments, I would love to hear them. My name is Sue. I'm your Joyful Wellness Guru. If you're just popping in, I'm sorry I didn't say it before. The show is called The Joyful Wellness Guru. That's me, Suzanne Hirsch. I am, and I also do massage, and I do psychically assisted health coaching. So if you are interested, you know, it can be psychically assisted if you want. If not, let me know, and we'll just do the regular health coaching thing. I have lots of tools that I can use and offer you. I am trained as a wellness coach and also as a health coach under the Take Shape for Life program created by Dr. Wayne Scott. And, oh, 1 minute. I'm not getting his name quite right. I think it's Wayne Scott Anderson. It is. It's Dr. Wayne Scott Anderson. And he has a pedigree as long as my arm. Let me read you just a little bit about him from the back of his book so you'll know who I'm talking about here. He is one of the nation's foremost physicians in nutritional intervention. He's devoted his in creating optimal health through a comprehensive approach that addresses and breaks through logistical and psychological barriers. Let's see. So he wrote this book. He wrote a couple of books. The one I'm holding in my hand is called Discover Your Optimal Health. And he was originally in the surgical fields. He was an emergency surgeon, and then he realized that he was coming in almost at the ends of people's lives when they had a lot of damage control to do, to, you know, a lot of damage to undo. And so he realized that that wasn't really working for most of us. It's very difficult to undo damage once it's already been done and done over a long period of time. So the better way, all learning these days, we're all coming to this realization, is to treat food as medicine and to treat our bodies as temples and to really take care of ourselves from the get-go. And the only way you can do that is through diet and exercise and clean living and that sort of thing from a very early stage. So this is something that we have to be doing for ourselves. And if our children see us doing this for ourselves, this sets a really great example of self-respect. And Dr. Wayne Anderson has a whole structure and menu to share with you. So get one or both of his books. He wrote one that came before Discover Your Optimal Health. I think that's the second in his series. And it's a New York Times bestseller. And I highly, highly recommend it and its companion book. And it will really open your eyes and help you to understand a lot of things that your doctors don't really explain. Health is as much a state of mind as anything else. If you're not happy doing your exercise routine, it's not going to do as much for you as if you're really enjoying it. And you're not going to keep at it very long. And that's only part of why it's not going to be as helpful for you or as helpful as if you're really enjoying it. So go out and find something that you really enjoy. Find something that works for you. Find a school that works for your child. Find a routine, a daily routine that works for you and makes you feel good, and do that. Oh, how novel is that? We can be happy. We can be happy in our work lives. We can be happy with our kids' schools. And we can be happy with our diet and exercise program. Ooh, novel, huh? Okay, now everybody try and do that. That's your homework for the weekend, is to figure out how you're going to make all those changes. So take a piece of paper and write diet and exercise at the top of it, and three changes that you're going to make. You might want to make columns, what I don't like, what I do like, and maybe that'll give you a clue. And then take another piece of paper and write my work life at the top of it, and make two columns, what I do like about it, what I don't like about it. Maybe that'll give you some clues. And then take another piece of paper and write my relationships, and make the two columns again, right? The ones I do like, the ones I don't like, or what I do like about them, or what I don't like about them. And maybe that'll give you some clues. Always great to, you know, write these things down with a paper and a pencil if that's what helps you think. It tends to help me get started thinking. It gets the juices flowing. And then I take that and I turn on my computer and I put that maybe in an email to myself or in a word processing program where no one else has to spelling or you know, just brain flow without punctuation. And let's see. So I am going to have on for you next time. Who did we say? We said, let me look again. Linda Basso. So remember to look her up, find out a little bit about her, because she can help you to be happier in your work life. If your work is more lucrative, then you're going to feel more useful. Just make sure it's work that you want to be doing. Make sure it's work that's making you happy, and everything else will come. Okay, I will on Monday. Enjoy your weekend, folks. Bye-bye now.